USA Radio News.
On Tuesday, Department of Justice official Bruce Orr testified before a House Oversight and Judicial Committee behind closed doors. Orr was the middleman between Christopher Steele and the FBI.
Congressman Matt Gaetz is on the House Judiciary Committee. He said after Orr's testimony, there's a lot of explaining to do from other folks.
There are a number of factual conflicts. Either Bruce Orr's lying or Glenn Simpson's lying. And in another circumstance, either Bruce Orr's lying or Lisa Page's lying.
Today, Defense Secretary James Mattis said the U.S. would resume military exercises in Korea. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley was asked about the United States relaxing some of the sanctions on North Korea.
Are they wishing or maybe changing their mind on denuclearization? But we're not going to change our mind on the sanctions. We're not going to change our mind on denuclearization, and we're not going to change our posture in terms of how we look at that as a threat in the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Joint military exercises involving the U.S. and South Korea will continue. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis telling reporters at the Pentagon that the joint exercises with South Korea were suspended as a gesture of goodwill right after President Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in June. However, Mattis adds,
we suspended several of the largest exercises, but we did not suspend the rest.
And he says with negotiations with the North on denuclearization hitting some troubled waters, he doesn't expect any more cancellations anytime soon. The North has always regarded the joint military exercises as a provocation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The governor of Puerto Rico raised the official death toll from Hurricane Maria from 64 to close to 3,000 people. This after a new government commission study found that deaths from the storm were severely undercounted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump announced a tentative trade deal on Monday with Mexico. The president said this would also put Canada on the spot to start its own negotiations with the United States or face higher tariffs on automobiles. National Economic Council Chief Larry Kudlow talks about the deal with Mexico.
Our deal with Mexico shows that free trade, fair trade can be done, that a pro-growth trade deal can be made. We're working on the European Union. Maybe we'll have some luck with Canada. I think in this global game of world trade politics, I think China is now on the defensive because they see that the USA is beginning to get some momentum, and I think that's great.
Kudlow on Fox News next addresses a trade agreement with Canada.
We would like to make a good deal with Canada, okay? We've said that many times. We've been negotiating with them for quite some time unsuccessfully. I think he'd like to make a good deal. That good deal, by the way, has to include, among other things, intellectual property rights. But also, Katie, it's got to include the dairy farm stuff. You know, there's a word that Canada has trouble with. It's M-I-L-K, milk. Anything to do with milk and dairy. They have this government-run, centrally planned system. Some tariffs run upwards of close to 300%.
Wow.
They're going to have to fix that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.